News Radio KMAN, we're back on In Focus, and we're continuing our visit about the Manhattan Public Library annual book sale, joined, of course, by Vivian Uccello, Carrie Mills, and Roger Brannon. And Roger, during the break, we were talking a little bit about the volume of books that are being sold. And correct me if I'm wrong, but there's so many books being sold. You use the word tonnage. Mm-hmm. And you have quite a few groups volunteering to carry all these books. And it starts this afternoon, right? You're going to begin putting the sale together.
We have Norm Driesen, who is instructor of the construction skills classroom at Job Corps. And there will be a crew of those kids coming out, and they will be using some big carts to bring the books up from the library. And these are really heavy boxes, and they're packed.
Well, and it looks like you also have a fraternity helping out, correct?
At the end of the book sale on Sunday, members of the Tau Kappa Epsilon, under the direction of Ethan Levin, will be coming up to help us box up the remainders and kind of get the room back in order so that library activities can continue.
Well, and you have a few area groups helping out, too, as far as marketing this, getting the word out, maybe some sponsorships, right?
Yep. The Daras always put up on their marquees that we have the book sale coming up, and the Mercury has been a great support. K-Man obviously has been a great supporter of the library and the book sale, and Community First National Bank, too. They're all willing to dedicate their marquees to help us get some folks in and buy some books.
Speaks about the community attitude, wouldn't you say, when the community is willing to get behind the public library, just because in an age where we know people are doing things besides going to the library, it's really promising when you see groups doing something as simple as that, isn't it?
You know, it really is. And I'm excited every day when I go out into the library and I see people using it as a bit of a community center. That's what we're hoping to evolve to become. As you talked before, a lot of things are available online. Our physical collection is still really important, but having a physical meeting space is too. So, mm-hmm. You know, the Boy Scouts can come have their meeting at the library for free. I know there's a ukulele club that meets at the library, and there's no charge for meeting rooms. And we're hoping that people really can see the library as a place where they can find resources to make their lives better in the community.
If there's a ukulele club, I'm guessing you've eased up just a little bit on those noise rules.
We can close the doors and they have the room to themselves, so you don't have to listen to ukuleles if you don't want to.
Well, has the role of the library evolved in recent years? Just because I know, for one, I've used the library on multiple occasions when my Wi-Fi may not have been working. Mm-hmm. It's really an important utility for a lot of people.
It really is. And when things like Wi-Fi are starting to become exactly utility, important as, you know, water and electricity in your home, and you don't have access to that resource, the library has thankfully been able to step in and provide Wi-Fi in actually 5 locations around town. We had more than, I think, 55,000 logins last year to our free Wi-Fi. So we're trying to evolve as the community evolves and meet the needs as they arise.
Well, and Carrie, wouldn't you say this book sale, it goes to fund some of the programs that the library is able to put on, and by helping the MLA obviously helps finance some of the library's programs. That allows the library to continue to fund some of these things that are important around town.
Definitely. I think people probably don't realize that a lot of the money for the programs that the library does come through MLA and fundraising. So it's very important in helping the library to do some of these programs. Otherwise, there wouldn't be programs for kids like story times, which are ongoing throughout the whole year, and other special programs for kids. There wouldn't be any teen programming at all or programs for adults. So, yeah, the book sale and the other funds raised by MLA are very important for the library.
And you really can't overstate that. They fund exclusively. We would not have programs at all. They are entirely funded by donations to MLA, which we also refer to as the Friends of the Library. So everything that Carrie mentioned is funded completely by the MLA.
Well, it's interesting when you talk about teen programs and kid programs, just because, you know, the library is down there on points. You have Manhattan High West and Manhattan High East. Mm-hmm. What's it like after school? Do you have quite a few high school students who utilize the library?
We do, and we see a lot of students from Manhattan Catholic mm-hmm. School, you can come into the library and see all the red shirts of the kids who need someplace to go that's safe after school. And they can come in and use the computers and hang out with friends. And we even have a special program on Monday afternoons exclusively for teens. So they can come and unwind and do crafts and play video games and have a safe place to be where they're hopefully going to be exposed to some knowledge, too.
Well, is there anything in the works as far as expanding anything like that? I know I was in there one weekend where there was some sort of a cosplay. It was teens dressing up as their favorite book characters. And mm-hmm. it seems so wacky, but, you know, it's interesting when you provide those opportunities for kids that aren't really found anywhere else around town.
They really aren't. There's no other location where kids of that age can go for free programming. So we're excited to be able to fill that need. And we are actually, we're working with Bowman and Novick to try and reconceptualize some of the areas in the library and have a devoted teen space so they always have a place to come to and, you know, be with friends, be someplace that's safe, be someplace that they don't have to pay for, and then have access to materials, do homework, you know, fill a need for kids that they don't have to be out, you know, getting into trouble, hopefully.
That means you're going to have to sell a lot of books. And we just have about a minute left, so let's just recap. This Manhattan Public Library book sale is coming up this weekend. The whens, the wheres, and the whats.
Sure. So it starts Friday evening if you are an MLA member, or you can purchase memberships at the door. It is from 5:30 to 7:30 Friday evening. On Saturday, it is from 10 to 4, and on Sunday, it is from 1 o'clock to 3:30, and you can buy things for as little as 25 cents for vinyls and sheet music and books for 50 cents, for paperbacks and hardcover books for $1.50.
Well, and Roger, you're going to have people setting up this afternoon, correct?
Yep, and we will have several MLA members taking the books out of the boxes and arranging them on the tables by subject area.
Well, and Vivian, anything else you want to add here in these final moments?
Just that this is a great way to come out and fill the shelves of your own library, help support the community, and we are accepting credit cards for the first time this year, so we hope to see you.
Sounds like a great time. We've been speaking with folks from the Manhattan Public Library on the annual book sale, Vivian Uccello, Roger Brannon, and Carrie Mills. This is In Focus. Kathy Dawes will be back on tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Andrew Shores. Good job today. Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole will be joining us tomorrow. So will be K-State President Richard Myers via phone. And Kristen Cottom, Director of the Mercy Community Health Foundation, will be on the air as well.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
Kathe, and the road ahead is uncertain at best for illegal immigrants under the Trump administration. Diego Mancha lives in San Antonio.
Now we're back to feeling very vulnerable and very scared. My mom is more